Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be unto you. We say to you all in
Flames of Love. As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the voice of black education and black empowerment. This is your show, the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled, The End of the Party. And hopefully, we'll be able to do this show without Blog Talk Radio interrupting us or with these malicious and vicious attempts to hinder the progress of the show. We would like to say that for those of you who love the show, please support the show and go to the Hiram 1555 blog and donate. If you donated once, donate again. Give us a chance to get this message out to the people. Also, we don't know how long this show will be on due to the fact that we're meeting with so much stiff resistance behind the background of everything that's happening. I just want to lay this out before we go into the show. Sometimes we schedule the show for 90 minutes. We come back, the show is scheduled for 60 minutes. Sometimes we schedule a live show, and then the next thing you know, the show is erased and we have a replay plan. So we go through a lot of stuff behind the scene that you don't see, that you don't hear about. But we have to do this because the time is limited and time is precious right here in this moment, because we're living in a change of worlds. We're living in the execution of the judgment that was prophesied by all of the prophets of old. You are blessed to be alive and looking at the end of the party. They're not going further. They're not going 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 years down the line. This is it. The music is about to stop in the next few years. It will completely end for this beast. He knows this, and he's fighting like hell to try to maintain his dominance. He's fighting like hell to try to maintain his influence. He's fighting like hell to try to maintain his power, militarily and economically, and all of it is a losing battle. As you can see, everything that he tries to do, he only makes things worse. There was a time when America and Britain and Europe prospered in whatsoever they chose to do in dominating the nations of the earth. And now when you look around, they are meeting with stiff resistance by not only the powerful nations of the earth, but with the little weak nations who are now being awakened to the time and the fall of Adam's world. So we have reached the point that we have come to the end of the party. For the last 4,000 years, they've danced to their own tune. They've played whatsoever kind of music that they liked and forced us to dance to it. But now the great God who was prophesied to come under the title of the great Mahadiah or the great Mahdi or Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, has now come in person, and he is making his will be made known to you and I. And there's no opposition, no combination of powers in opposition that can hinder, stall, or stop what he has ordained. So, brothers and sisters, I want to get to some clips. I got some short ones, but I also got a few that you're going to have to listen to, because one of the guys that is speaking, he's so boring. But you have to be patient, and you have to pay attention, because when we get to those clips about the guy who's boring, you need to hear what he is saying about the situation that America is facing, which is the greatest pillar of white power. She's the greatest pillar of Adam's world. And God must remove this pillar because this is the weight-bearing pillar. You know, in construction, let me say this. In construction work, when they want to remove a building, they lay dynamite at the strongest pillar or the weight-bearing pillar of that building or that house because they know if you remove that pillar, all of this other stuff will pancake down. But you have to weaken. You have to remove the weight-bearing pillar of the house or the building to collapse the structure. This is what God has done. He laid economic dynamite at the weight of America, and now he is ready to say, pull, and the entire structure of the white world is going to pancake and is pancaking down. So before we visit America, I want to direct your attention to what is going on around the world because we're going to do this. I want you to see the situation that the entire white world is suffering in right now. Because if you don't have this, you'll miss out to so much more of what is going on. And I don't think a lot of you understand that this is not just the destruction of America. This is the destruction of an entire financial and monetary system. This is the destruction of an idea that is contrary to the very essence and nature of God himself. This is the removal of an entire people, as was prophesied by all of the prophets of old. Because this people that came in haste and has built a world in haste, has ruled in haste, and now God is readying to remove their entire culture, their entire idea, their world, the atmosphere. Oh, brothers and sisters, let me explain something to you. I need to go somewhere for a second. And I was, Fall of America, we'll go to Fall of America, then we're going to hit, I'll say if you have a rise, then I'm going to try to get these clips because I want you to see the desperate situation that the world is facing. But we're going to go back to a chapter that's often visited, and this is chapter 40, I believe it is. Let's go to it, since it's on my mind. Please bear with me and give me your time. And if you love the show, if you love the website, please like it on Facebook, on Twitter, and also send a donation, whether it's one penny or $1. We really appreciate it. Now, as we read this chapter before, it's so much more to it. It is called the destruction and fall. He didn't just say the destruction and fall of America. He just left it out there, the destruction and fall. So then we have to understand and we have to ask the question, what is he talking about that is going to be destroyed? And what is he talking about that is about to fall or that is underway? The fall is underway. Listen to what he says and how he places words. And then we'll see, we'll understand better the clips that we have from all of these white investors and all of these white market professors that are telling you about the economic collapse, that are telling you about the devastation and the desolations that are to come as soon as, what did Mr. Gregory Mannarino say? And I played this several times on the show. We are staring at a resource problem. When the system collapses or implodes, it will be more deadly than a thermonuclear exchange of nations, right? Now think about how deadly that is. If we say that life can be extinguished through a thermonuclear exchange, and what is about to take place will happen outside of thermonuclear exchange, but the ramifications of it is far deadly, far more destructive. This should lend to you an idea of what we are to expect as the desolations of this world unfold. Okay? So in this chapter, Muhammad writes, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process. How do we know that? All you have to do now is turn on your TV. All you have to do now is go outside. The madness, you can't walk the streets without looking at madness or hearing madness. You can't open up a magazine or a newspaper without seeing madness. You can't turn your television on without viewing madness because the society is sick and mad. The world is sick and mad, and it is an idea that has permeated. Throughout Yaqub's reign, the atmosphere has caused sickness, not of just body, but of mind and soul. So Muhammad says, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process. When we refer to the world, so for those of you who are always talking about you're against a new world order, listen to what he's saying. Because you mimic what the white man say. And, you know, some of you so-called Muslim scholars, some of you so-called black scholars, you don't understand what you're talking about. You want to be accepted by the world of the white man. You want to be accepted by your people as someone of knowledge. But in reality, when I listen to you, I see that you're empty in understanding. But Muhammad says, when we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man. For the world of the black man has yet to come in. So if we say the world, and our meaning is this white man's world, and we say this old world must go, and a new world must come in, that new world that must come in is a black man's world. Isn't that right? And so one world goes out and a new one comes in. The old world order dies out in a new world. But the white man, see, he's trying to start a new world order. Of course he's trying to start one. The Bible tells you that every time God says that he is starting something, he's going to do something, Satan comes right behind him and he tries to steal the idea and lend credence to what he says. And then you follow it hook, line, and sinker without ever contemplating what is being said and talked to you. But listen, let's go a little further. The world of the black man, by divine guidance, so this is not just left to you and left to I, left to me, left to them. No, no, no. This is something that is far greater. He says, the world of the black man, by divine guidance, is now merging in on the old world of the white race. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. So now, in this chapter, before he ever talks about America, he talks about the fall of that world that America holds, right? He talks about the destruction of an entire world, and think about this, to destroy an entire world and people, one must be very angry. And there must be such justification that the gods and the scholars of the future cannot charge the God who removed that world with unjust, being unjust and unrighteous. So there must be a boatload of truth that justifies the removal of that world. There must be a boatload of evidence to justify the judgment and the entire removal of a world that is diametrically opposed to the natural order. Is that not right? Is that not right? Okay. So before he ever speaks of America, he talks about a world going out and one coming in. He then tells you what world goes out and what world comes in. Then he tells you that this is being done on the order of divine guidance. This is what he tells you. Then he goes from that and says, the world of the black man, by divine guidance, is now... This, listen to this part good. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. Are you understanding what he's saying to you? When he's talking to you? And how he's trying to convey something of the utmost importance to you who would hear. He's not just talking out of the side of his mouth. He's trying to convey something that could likely and would likely save your life if you accept it and believe. He says, this makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. Now, the word imminent means something that is very likely to occur, something that is impending, projecting or leaning forward. So what we're looking at is something that is likely to occur, that is underway, right, that cannot be stopped. So if this makes the destruction and fall, if this is the case, why would you want to be a part of the house that is collapsing? This is a question that I ask for you. Contemplate this. I want you to contemplate this. Some of you are integrating into a system that is dying. Some of you are integrating into a political system that is dying, a so-called justice system that is dying, a culture that is dying, a government that is dying, a world and a people that is dying. Why would you integrate with something that is on the order of the divine decree that must die? Adam dies in the end, black man and woman. But listen closely. He goes further and he says, transitions from talking about that world and then talking about the greatest pillar of that world. Because we got to understand this, and then we go to clips. The messenger says, when you teach the people, always lay the base. Always lay the base. So that they can have no argument about what you're saying, because you've laid it so clear that not even a fool should err. I want you to pay close attention to this. He says, here in America, now he goes from talking about the destruction of one world and the emergence of a new world to transitioning to America. And then he says, here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. Well, let us look. Minnesota last month suffered the highest casualties of death in years, and murders all across that state. Chicago has over 700 deaths this year so far. Last month, I think 369 people were shot in Chicago. Remember what Elijah Muhammad said? Oh, Chicago, you city of hypocrites, right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Chicago would be chastised and would be brought to her knees for the rejection that had benevolently stayed in the midst of them. What is going on in Chicago? It is safer for you to walk the streets of Kabul, understand? It is safer for you to walk by Baghdad. It is safer for you to walk in Aleppo, Syria, than it is for you to even live in Chicago, much less walk down her streets, according to the murder rate, according to the killing and the rate where they judge. I forget the new number that they come up with, but anyway, it's talking about the not the death rate, but the victims of violence in Chicago. It far exceeds that of Aleppo. It far exceeds that of Baghdad, and it far exceeds that of Kabul, Afghanistan. Isn't that something? But you never saw this when Elijah Muhammad was saying this 40 years ago for your rejection of him. Look at what's going on. So, Muhammad, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. So when we look at these things and we're seeing the violence of the, we're seeing the brutality, the viciousness of the police, we're seeing the rejection of truth. We're seeing the acceptance of ignorance and flashiness and sport and play. The destruction of unity. This is the chastisement. This is the judgment. This is what you're supposed to see. I remember Saladin told me, he said to me, he said, brother, and I've shared this on the show before, he said, it was given to us that there would come a time, he said, that there would be no unity amongst the brotherhood and sisterhood, little to no unity. This is what the brother told me. He said, and the people would be screaming, we got to unify, we got to do this, he said. And so as we were listening to the messenger tell us these things, we were looking around at each other saying, no unity, brother, look at us. We shoulder to shoulder. How could we not be unified? He said, they didn't understand at the time. He said, but in his hell, if the messenger said it, that was a wrap. So he said, but they were all trying to contemplate how it would be without unity. But they couldn't understand it because they were in the midst of a unified front at the time. And all of them was bagged by the messenger of God. So they were unified, he said, but the messenger said, it's going to come a time, brother, when all you would have is my word. That's it. You're not going to have everybody under, you're not going to have the rank and file. This is what the brother was telling me, and I see it now. And how the people would be screaming for unity, and how the people would be screaming for brotherhood and sisterhood. He said, brother, and the messenger said, they're going to scream and scream, and it's not going to be. Because Allah has to do the work that he was prophesied to do. And a lot of people won't understand that. Because they feel that because they need it and they want it at the time, it must take place. But that does not nullify the word of God. So he said the people would be crying and calling out for unity and for peace. And I've shared this with people over 20 years ago. I was telling them what the brother was telling me. And I'm looking at it right here, right now. All this has to do with the fall of America, the end of the party. I have to venture and say different things because I'm trying to address so many things and so many audiences at one time. So you have to bear with me. And so he said, brother, it's going to look then Allah's not going to answer. And they're going to be screaming for Allah. And it's going to get so bad, then out the blue, Allah is going to swoop in and the whole thing is going to change. It's going to look like the Negro woke up overnight. This is what he said, you're not going to have to scream for unity then, because the situation will force a unified front. And I'm looking at all of this now as we enter the end of this party that was thrown courtesy of Yaqub and his people. We are witnessing a change of ideas. We're witnessing a change of thought, a change of atmosphere. And now those who were adamantly opposed to separation, look at them screaming out, we just want a territory for our own self. But that was not pervasive in society 20 years ago. That was only in the mindset of the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad 40, 50 years ago. But as this destruction and the desolations that are determined as they become poured upon America and the white world in general, you're going to see a changing of mind, a changing of heart, and a separation from even those who are glued to the white man. You're going to see them start separating because they're going to see where their future lies and where their death lies, brothers and sisters. And let's go a little further. I want to share that with you, and I want to go to this, okay? So he goes and he says, it is no secret. It is obvious to the eyes that are open. If we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. Most of you who listen to this show know that this show has changed the dialect and dialogue of the nation. You know that we have given you an understanding that you never had before. You know that this truth is so hard that none of them dare to even speak out loud about it. They whisper about it, but they don't want none of this. They know it. Because this is a fact-based show. We may tell you something, and then we'll go right back, and we'll bring the proof to back up what we say. Now, if you don't like that proof, if you don't like that truth, that does not negate it as being the truth. Okay? And so we have, being that we are a show, a platform for mental and spiritual liberation and enrichment and enlightenment, we must touch upon the base of theology and science and history, and we must talk about religion, and we must bring all of this, because most of you did not know when you looked at what was going on in the Middle East that this was a part of prophecy. You didn't know when China was moving her yuan up that this was part of the fall of America. You didn't understand that, but you have a better understanding of it because of this show, the Star and Crescent Report, and the Hiram 1555 blog. You must admit this stuff. But he said, if we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. So it's not a point anymore where you can just say, I don't understand, because the truth is so clear. So if you don't understand, there's a willingness in you not to explore the truth, because there's so much out here now that can vindicate and verify the truth that you have no outlet or no expiation saying that you did not understand or you did not get it. Because whenever you want something, you go and you do your best to get it, don't you? If you want a pair of sneakers and you don't have the money for it, your mind starts to working and you go and try to find ways to get the money to get you some sneakers. If you want to be a part of this group over here, what do you do? You do your best to make contact with them. If you want to learn something of the business world, you go to their colleges and their universities, and you get your degree, and then you go and you move in that direction that will get you to where you're trying to be at. So if you want God's word and God's truth, especially in a day of the manifestation of the God, then you have to put in the work too. Right? Come on, talk back to your brother. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. This is your little brother, Brother Rashid Muhammad. And we'll go into this. But I want to say something. Let me address this. I'm sorry. I didn't address this at the beginning of the show, but I have an email. So I have to address this about, and it's nothing. It's about name. But brother, actually, but brother, I remember you used to spell your name R-A-S-H-I-D. But I see it on there as R-A-S-H-E-E-D. Well, it is R-A-S-H-I-D. But the government, the U.S. government, when they passed the Patriot Act, when I went to get some ID, they said that they had it on their records a different way, okay? And for me to be able to use my ID or whatever, I had to sign the paper EED. And that's what I do. So you'll see some of my work say ID and some of it say EED. Yes, Rashid, my name is actually spelled R-A-S-H-I-D. But because of the paperwork, on certain things you'll see EED. So, I mean, it's no big, it's the same word, same name. One is Islam, I mean, one is more Eastern and one is more Western, okay? But it's the same name. So I addressed that. I should have addressed that at the beginning. But let's go a little further. So it says, this refusal to see is foolhardy. For regardless of how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. So not just America, the world of the white man, right? It's falling. It's collapsing. It's imploding. It is grinding to a halt and a standstill. And listen to what he says after that. The destruction in power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah. So the turmoil in the Middle East is coming from Allah. The flare-ups in Asia is coming from Allah. The blowback in Eastern Europe is coming from Allah. The rejection of American imperialism in Africa and in South and Central America is coming from Allah. Why? Because this is no longer the day that was divinely given to the people of Yaqub. This is what the Bible terms as the days of the coming of the Son of Man. This is what the Quran styles as the days of Allah. These will be hard days on those who do not believe. Brothers and sisters, if you do not believe that a change is underway, if you don't believe that Allah is striking terror into the hearts of the white man, and if you don't believe this phrase where he says the destruction and power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah, you're a fool. He goes further. He says, in the past history of the world of the white man, there was never a time of destruction of his world like the present. Now, let us see if we can prove that, okay? We've laid the base in such a way. Let us see if we can prove that. We're not going to go to black scholars because we know you're from Missouri. You don't believe in the black one. You got to be proved by your white slave master, okay? So we're going to go to what they have to say about the situation that's facing the white world, whether it's in Italy, Australia, France, Germany, or the U.S. We're going to see if what Elijah Muhammad said is true when he says, in the past history of the world of the white man, there was never a time of destruction of his world like the present time, okay? Now let us see. We're going to go to these little short clips. We're going to try to get a few short clips in before we do anything, okay? And these short clips run about, each one of them about a minute and a half. And then we'll go into some heavier stuff if time permits. But we'll go to the first clip if they permit us right now. Let's see if they'll let us play it. Here we go. Y'all, it might be a delay because sometimes this is how Blog Talk Radio does things.
Italy requests ESM bailout as banking system near collapse. You came here for the news, so let me unveil that for you. U.S. stocks jumped to another record high, including the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. Telecoms and property stocks fueled this rally. Biotech stocks dropped on Trump's word of his opposition to high drug prices. Oil fell below $50 a barrel, a significant number. Industrial metals also fell, including copper. Gold rose to $1,177 an ounce. Bonds and treasuries rose in the euro area. And one significant point to mention is that Italy's failing banks may get a bailout after Italy requested for a $15 billion euro ESM loan. If you found this video informative, please give me a thumbs up and check out.
So I stopped it right there for a minute, but I just want, you see, he's talking about the trouble that's Italy and Europe, that how the economic situation is spiraling out of control. But if you think that's it, you think you just stopped on the continent of Europe. The messenger said that Allah is going to force the white man, whatsoever he is, out of the occupying lands where he is. And if you don't believe it's the truth, well, let's take a look at at Australia and what's happening to their economy also. And remember, I was talking about Australia before any of them even said anything about Australia, okay? So pay close attention to this.
Australia's dealt a crushing blow as the economy shrinks 0.5%. You came here for the truth, so let me unveil that for you. Asian and U.S. stocks climbed. Australia's dollar fell after a report showed the economy shrank the most since 2008, a contraction in GDP by 0.5%. Australia has kept its interest rates unchanged at 1.5%. Crude oil is below $51 a barrel. European stocks remain positive on the basis that the ECB will continue to print money. The ECB is expected to extend its bond buying program. The Bank of India is expected to cut interest rates. And gold is at $1,169 an ounce. If you found this video informative, please give me a thumbs up.
So as we hear that, we see Australia is in trouble too, right? But you think that's the end of their woes? Remember, let's go back to what he says. The destruction in power that is bringing about the fall of the white man's world is coming from Allah. The world of the white man is coming from Allah. He said, in the past history of the world of the white man, there never was a time of destruction of his world like the present time. When you look at it, you see them monetizing debt in Canada, them monetizing debt in Italy, in France, in Germany. Those white people are monetizing debt in Australia, New Zealand, whatsoever it is, even America. They're monetizing their debt. What they're doing is destroying the very foundation of their financial and monetary system, trying to hold on for one more second. And they believe that if they can invest more in military and go and occupy weaker nations, then they can force you to buy more of that debt. But this is madness. Isn't that so? I want you to listen. If you think this is something, I'm going to go back to a minute and some clip on the ECB. This is tantamount to what you see America doing. And to put it in layman's term, it is equivalent to the dope pusher, who is dressed in all his fine array, and the sales of his dope has started drying up, and so he starts smoking his own dope and trying to mask him smoking his own dope, and sooner or later, the fresh clothes start turning into wrinkled clothes, and then the wrinkled clothes start turning into ragged clothes, and then that starts turning into something else, and then you start seeing that he's no longer the dope pusher, he's the dope smoker, he's a victim of his own pushing. This is what is going on with America. This is what's going on with the European so-called Union. The ECB, remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the EU means hills and cave side. And the rope was put there, which represents us binding them into that continent. But there would be a time that the rope would be detached from the EU. And they would be let loose for a while. And from the corruption of their own hands will come their doom. And so we see that your rope removed the rope or that which bound them in and became the EU exactly as Elijah Muhammad put out there. Tell me he didn't say this. Come on, but if what I'm saying is not the truth, call in and prove it. I'm standing here, right here on this platform, defending this truth, 347-989-0855, and I'm showing you the relevance of Elijah Muhammad. I'm showing you the vindication of the word of God. Now, look, the white man took that rope from behind that, and he has become unhinged, and look at his policies. Satan would come down having great wrath, as the Bible says, for he knows he has but a short time. What is he doing in Africa? Bumming the hell out of the people. What is he doing in South and Central America? Occupying. What is he doing in the Middle East? Occupying and bumming the hell out of people. What is he trying to do in Europe, in Asia? Didn't Britain just say, and NATO said now they're going to deploy aircraft carriers to the Asia Pacific to help with America with any unforeseen events? Huh? Europe is no longer roped in. But they didn't know that the rope would be taken away from them and be used as a noose around their neck. what we're looking at. Now look at the ECB, the Euro Central Bank, and how they are smoking the same crack that the Federal Reserve is. I want you to pay close attention to this.
The ECB expands its bond buying money printing program to $2.4 trillion. You came here for the news, so let me unveil that for you. The ECB promises to cut debt purchases but expand the bond buying until the end of 2017. Stocks rose on the sheer fact that the central bank will support the European economy for a few extra months. The Dow Jones is at a record 19,614, nearing the threshold of 20,000. Crude oil is near $51 a barrel as markets await the OPEC meeting. The cost of food will rise throughout 2017 based on reports. Russia has agreed to cut oil output by 300,000 barrels a day if OPEC cuts production. Gold is at $1,168.
Now, it's something that you just said I want to run back to you. This is what I'm saying about, you know how a dope head starts telling lies and they want you to believe the lie and everybody sitting around know that the crack smoker is lying. The only person that doesn't realize that they're lying is the crack smoker. Huh? This is America. This is Europe. He said in his statement, he said, the ECB said that they would stop debt purchasing, buying debt, but they would expand bond buying. But I want you to listen to what he just said, brother. This gets by everybody here, but I hear very well. The ECB said that it would stop debt purchases, but it would expand bond buying. What the hell is bonds, huh? Except debt of a union or debt of a nation. Do you understand this? On what? This is how the devil, he will lie to you and double-cross what he said in the same statement. He's not going to buy debt, but he's going to buy bonds. Government sells bonds and treasuries as a debt instrument to finance their budgets or their fiscal policies. So how are you going to stop buying debt, but yet on the other hand buy bonds? Do you see the madness in this? Do you not understand that this is insanity of what they're saying? Now, we're looking at the whole situation of the world. Now we turn back to America, and we look at the situation that's facing America and her partners, the NATO and the European Union, and then we look at Turkey, and we look at what Elijah Muhammad says, and we don't know if this is the time that it's happening, but we see a lot of these steps now in play. We see a lot of them in play, and we see that Muhammad said that Turkey would eventually fight on the side of the Muslims. You can't get around this. And he was at Sheikh, as I was talking to Brother Rashid the other day, and he was saying that he heard the Sheikh, I forget this guy's name, but he's an Orthodox Muslim. The brother has some heavy stuff now. He's just missing a few things because he doesn't have the insight of Elijah Muhammad at this moment. But we can tell that he's listened to Messenger Muhammad from what he said. But listen, this guy says that, and I have my son in my office with me at this time, Kabari. Yeah, I have him right here next to me. He's been doing pretty good with me in the office. But so in case you hear something in the background, that is my son, Kabari. Anyway, as I said to you, that the Sheikh, I forget his last name, but anyway, he was talking about he believed that Turkey would turn, too, on the side of the East. Well, Elijah Muhammad said that. This is nothing new. Muhammad said that Turkey would eventually fight on the side of the Muslims. And this would stay her, as Allah's executing judgment on the white world, the Turks would be exempt from destruction because they would turn on the side of Muslims. Well, let us see if America's number one ally in NATO is making moves towards what Elijah Muhammad had said that they would eventually do. Okay? This is 4 minutes and some seconds. Pay close attention. Hopefully we'll be able to play it.
Turkey is calling for a major reorganization for international trade, stating that Turkey will move along with using local currencies to do trade in between Turkey, Russia, China, and Iran. As the U.S. dollar strengthens, it becomes more difficult to do trade in between these countries as transactions become more expensive. As a result, nations, in particular China, have begun the process to rid themselves of the U.S. dollar and its hegemony. You came here for the truth, so let me unveil that for you. Let's talk about this today. Let's talk about the currency war that is taking place, not just in between Turkey and the U.S. Look at this, because China has been so much at the forefront in this battle of currency wars. First, I want to talk about this article right here. It's very important. We just saw Italy's referendum, and now I want to look yet again at the Brexit issue. Britain's Supreme Court began a historic hearing to decide whether Parliament has to approve, check this out, that Parliament has to approve the government's Brexit negotiations in a highly charged case that could delay the country's EU exit. Wait a minute, what's happening? Let me get more into this before I give my opinion. For the first time ever, all 11 Supreme Court judges convened to hear a government challenge against the ruling that Theresa May must seek approval for starting the Brexit process. So, they need to invoke Article 50. What exactly does that entail? Are they allowed to? That's the question now, and the Supreme Court is now acting upon that. The High Court ruled last month that the government did not have the executive power alone to do this. What this means to me is that despite the fact that obviously people want to get out of the EU, it's very clear. You don't need to do this vote in order to know that. They put them in there in the first place, knowing nobody wanted to be in the EU. But here it is. They're going ahead and trying to reverse it. But even when they try to reverse it, they say, wait a second, do you even have the executive power to do so? They're going to try to squash this down. That is very worrisome at this time. Hopefully, we can push through this, and Article 50 will eventually be invoked. Last world leader standing. The photo that shows just how much the world has changed in 2016. You can see the leaders there. Everything seems to be different except for one individual right in the center. Here she is. Isn't she so lovely? You're looking at Turkey now. Turkish President said his country was moving towards allowing trade with Russia, China, and Iran to be conducted in local currencies as he continues his efforts to strengthen the falling lira. If we buy something from them, we will use their money. If they buy something from us, they will use our currency. So this is no different than what's happening with the currency swaps between China and dozens of countries now. They're already undergoing negotiations, discussions with Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran on this issue. In fact, saying that the instructions have already gone to the central bank. So this is not just something that has been, you know, discussed in the media, try to scare them and everything. This is actually going ahead as planned, no different, as I said, than what's happening with China. Also, he said, if you've got any of that foreign currency, the US dollar, the euros, under your pillow, it's time now to convert that into Turkish currency so that they can go ahead and have the strength to do more of this. Don't keep the enemy's currency, essentially, is what they're saying.
So you've heard him say that Erdogan addressed the EU and America as the enemy. He says this. You can go over to Turkish TV and you can actually see it. I think it's translated in English also. And he talked about how America is trying to use the dollar to manipulate the economy to bring them down, and they're about fed up with this. Am I saying that Erdogan is the one to change Turkey? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that prophecy must be fulfilled. When you listen to me, listen closely to what I'm saying, okay? So what we're looking at is the second largest military bloc or power in the NATO bloc, which is Turkey, second only to America in soldiers and troops and weaponry in NATO, which is the largest terrorist organization on earth. You're seeing the main component, Turkey, being fed up with American interference. You're seeing one of the largest trade partners to the EU and wanting to ascend to EU status as a nation in the EU, now rejecting it, saying we don't want their currency no more. We're not going to just stack up a large portfolio of euros and dollars. They're going to have to stack up a portfolio of lira if they want to trade with us. And China and Russia have come out saying that they are welcoming Turkey to come into the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is a counterblock and also comprises roughly two-thirds of the population of the planet Earth, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, with members and also, I wouldn't say members, I forget what they call those members that are not official members like India and Iran and Pakistan and those nations, but observer status, those are what they are called, observers. But with the observers and the member status, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization comprises two-thirds of the population of the planet Earth. Isn't that something? And now they're welcoming Turkey to turn east. And now Turkey is starting bilateral trade agreements with Russia, Iran, and China. Bilateral currency swaps. Brothers and sisters, go back into this show. I said that would happen on the show. You know how I knew it was happening? It would happen because Brother Saladin said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it was going to happen. And I said it to you all. And now it is happening right now. You can't say it because the history is right there in the show. And we're looking at these things taking place in real time. So, the EU is confused. America is confused. And it comes as no coincidence that the day that the Turkish prime minister, not the president, but the Turkish prime minister paid a working visit to Russia, America sent the Joint Chiefs of Staff to Turkey to talk to Turkish Joint Chiefs of Staff because they're worried. They see what's going on with the purging of all of these military figures in Turkey who were loyal more so to the NATO organization than they were to Islam or to the Turkish nation. So America's, she's scared, brothers and sisters. All of this has to do, you see, we're entering the end of the party. The record keeps scratching. The people are tired. And the DJ is ready to close up and go home. So, with this said, let me say, as we look at the situation in Turkey, America knows, Europe knows prophecy. This is why they did not give Turkey technology. This is why they did not give Turkey the Patriot system. This is why they did not give them the advanced destroyers and the advanced submarines. But the thing about this, if Turkey is the second largest NATO member, she has been there since its founding, yet NATO members sided with Israel when Israel killed Turkish citizens on that boat. NATO members sides with Israel and gives Israel billions in advanced weaponry and technology, but Turkey is a NATO member for 50, 60 years and gets none of it. This has to change. You see what I'm saying? Why? Why haven't they given them these things? Because they know eventually that Turkey will use them against the NATO alliance because eventually she will turn because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this. And so with that said, you see this in the currency wars. And what did Gerald Celente say that I played on the show before? He said currency wars and economic wars turn into what? Real wars. This is what he said. According to history, that currency wars and economic wars eventually turn into real wars. So there's a currency war and an economic war going on right now. So what do we expect to follow? Huh? And if we see Turkey moving closer to the east, what does that lend credence to what Elijah Muhammad says? Let's go to chapter 47, I believe it is, follow America. The time is gone. Brothers and sisters, again, for those of you who are just joining us, I scheduled the show for an hour and a half. I got here this morning thinking we were going to have an hour and a half show. It was an hour, so I'm just letting you know that we're having different things going on at this time. My son is, he is crying. He wants to be with Daddy. Come on, baby, come on. Say up. Get the people to greet us. This is my son. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but I have to be real, and I wanted him to be with me today, with the show, to be live. I want him to see, like white people do, they have their children with them when they start business. The children don't go to college for this. They learn how to do this from scratch, and they learn how to deal with people from scratch, and we have to go back to the basics and do this also. If we want them to be an example of truth, we have to let them be around truth. This is, and so we have to let them see what it takes to get truth over to the people, whether they cry, whether they make noise, whether they do. This is real. We have to go back to these things to build a better foundation for the nation, okay? But I haven't lost my frame of mind, my thought. I want you to understand that if this is the case, let's go to chapter 47 it is. Messenger Muhammad writes, America and her people have been here, according to history, since a few years after Columbus, the explorer. She conquered the aboriginal Red Indians, the original owners of the land, whom she found here and took it for a home for herself in kind. Stop right there for a minute. I want to stop because I want to bring something to your attention. And please give me a little bit more time with you because I know the time is down to 3 minutes, but I just had to share this with you before it leaves my mind. I wanted to share this with you this week, but they put my show on a show-by-show basis, so sometimes we might have some schedule and might not have a show because my show is in constant review. I don't know why, but Blog Talk has put my show in constant review. But anyway, so I'm watching the History Channel about 3 weeks ago, and they were talking about people here before Columbus and people here before the Indians, and I'm thinking that they're going to get into the aboriginal presence here. This white man is such a deceiver because now he's seeing the Indians rise up for their land. He has done a documentary, placed fake evidence different places, and he's saying that the Caucasian, this is real, the Caucasian actually was here in America before the Indian. So you know what he's laying the base for? To disannul and disavow all aboriginal rights here so that he can claim, well, we were here before you. You always talking about this is your land. We were here before you. This is what that white man, he's a liar from the beginning and a bold not in the truth. So he has this actual on the History Channel talking about, we preceded the Native Americans here by 7,000 years. How the hell could you do that when your own history writings say that you only been here for 6,000, a little over 6,000 years? How can you precede somebody by 7,000 years when your whole history is only 6,000 years? But see, you take that hook, line, and sinker when they throw this stuff out there. So I felt the need to bring this up. He's a liar, and he wants to claim this land. But let's go further. He says, she has continued conquering until her conquering power has gone around the earth, affecting every civilized nation, submission to her will. She was successful in forcing others to bow to her will, whether they liked it or not. Now, it is the hand of God which is after America to force her into submission, a hand from which we have no defense, as it is written and prophesied in the Bible, under the name of Babylon. Jeremiah 51:25, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. Jeremiah 51:53 says, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. America is under a destruction similar to that of ancient Babylon. In the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Revelation of John prophesied concerning her, Babylon. Their mention is a future Babylon and not a Babylon of the past. America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes, and her evil mistreatment of them is similar to ancient Babylon's enslavement and mistreatment of the Jews, according to the scriptures. It took the hand of God to bring the king of Babylon and his people into submission to the power of God. Listen to this. He brought the surrounding kings and our ancient Babylon in the prime, in the height of her glory, the hand writing on the wall. Are we not witnessing that with the turning to the east of Turkey? Are we not witnessing that with the joining of hands of Russia with a strategic ally, China? Are we not witnessing that with the building up of the AIIB and the BRIC nations? Are we not witnessing the fall of America and the surrounding of the great so-called harlot called Babylon today, which is named America? Are we not witnessing the nations building themselves up economically and militarily to take on this brute beast? We're watching it. You see it. You hear it. You know it. You don't want to accept it, but this truth is so plain, you cannot deny it. And with that said, and we're watching the collapse of American power, it is so beautiful to watch this and be a part of the fall of America. Because with the understanding that God is wroth with America, and with an understanding to know that all of this is being done for the liberation of black America first, and then blacks, brown, red, and yellow, around the globe next. This should give your heart peace of mind. What did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? That the 2 million Indians must benefit from the salvation that is to come to the black man here in America. They must benefit from this. And at the same time that America is falling and the black man is rising up and you see the bones rattling and gyrating all across America, these dry bones, you're also seeing the rise of the red man too, isn't it? And he's screaming and telling America, you have slandered us, you have slaughtered us, and you have mistreated us just like you've mistreated the black man. You have not honored one treaty with us. You've taken our land, you've lied, you've waged wars, you've killed us, you've deceived the whole earth, and now we want what is ours back in our hand. No more promises. No more delays. We want you to give it or we're going to take it. What is the cry for the black man around America? Justice, right? We need justice. And if you're not willing to give us justice, by the help of Almighty God, Allah, who has come in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, we will take justice into our own hands and we will mete it out accordingly. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion, I'm telling you, this passion is so deep sometimes I have to pause and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, for the liberation, the uplifting, and the redemption of 6 to 8 million of our kind, first here in America, and beings around the world. We say again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's right, my son. You hear my son? Allahu Akbar. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. That's right. Brothers and sisters, we go out on that note. You can't get any better than that, all right? Know that Allah loves you more than I could ever love you. In the name of his last messenger, I'll see you on part two, Tuesday. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the mood I'm in. Day to day, the roads we take.